does it pay to be a woman in Texas? State officials love to brag about the strong economy here and the thousands of people who move to the state every month. But some of the large inequities in the Texas economy are consistently underplayed. And among them is this. Women in Texas don't make as much money as men who are doing the same job. One study estimates that women are paid just 79 cents for every dollar men make in Texas. Now, Wednesday is Women's Equality Day, and Wallet Hub crunched recent World Economic Forum numbers to find out how women fare in each U.S. state. So joining me now to talk about that is Jill Gonzalez. She co-wrote the report. Thanks for your time, Jill.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, Nathan.
So let me know, how does Texas rank compared to other U.S. states?
So out of the 50 states, Texas is 47th here. So really fourth worst for women, and that's across workplace environment, as you mentioned, also education and political empowerment.
Can you explain, break that down for me, what areas were you measuring and where did we fare worse than others?
Sure. So when we're zoning in on workplace environment, like you said, women are making 79 cents on the dollar for the same job that men are doing. Then when we look at the number of executives there, there's about 70% more men in executive positions than women. And that ranked only above South Carolina and Utah, so really toward the bottom here. So not only are women kind of making less, but they're not reaching their full potential either when it comes to job position.
Do you know why there is this disparity in Texas, why we rank so low?
Well, there is definitely a disparity across the nation, not just Texas, but we do see it kind of a little bit worse in Texas. And I think that one thing that really needs to start changing is not any kind of policies to be put in place, but really just this deliberate effort, especially on the part of organizations, to change the way of thinking and then to really put that in effect at the organizational level rather than, you know, going state down.
You mentioned that there aren't necessarily policy solutions, but a lot of people see, you know, that there is a could be a role for government in trying to level the playing field.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one approach to closing the gender pay gap here, it's pretty simple. It's getting the word out that pay equity is good for business. You know, so we have all this evidence now that by promoting women, paying them well, it's not just a justice thing, it's smart business practice. You know, it leads to better outcomes. So I think kind of including that in any legislature that is brought up, not only in Texas, at the national level as well, could definitely kind of be a springboard here.
How does Texas rank globally?
Well, globally, America did not do well here. I mean, we failed to make the top 10 of the World Economic Forum's list of the most gender-equal countries. And again, it's not just workplace, it's health. It's also the gender gap in political empowerment and the environment there. So I think, you know, Texas, when you were looking at those two other places, political environment, it worked at around 41st. So obviously there's no U.S. senators that are women from Texas. When we're looking at the House of Representatives, there's about a 90% gap there between men and women. And then even at the state legislature level, so this is where we see the numbers get, you know, a little bit more even. In Texas, there's still almost an 80% gap there. And again, that ranks it toward the bottom of these states.
Any other takeaways from your report, Jill?
I think one thing that we've kind of gotten a lot of questions about is this looking like all of the northeastern states at the top of the list, all of the southern states at the bottom? And I think that maybe used to be the case, but it's really not a regionally charged issue anymore. We have states like Utah, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, all here in the bottom 10.
Jill Gonzalez is with Wallet Hub, which crunched the World Economic Forum's work on gender pay. Jill, thanks for your time.
Anytime, Nathan. Thanks for having me.